Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Triple Hop Session Series. My name is Charlie. You can find me on Instagram at CharlieElling1 and at CraftCanGang.
I'm Ryan. You can find me on Instagram underneath the Beanie Beer Block.
We're back with a slightly different episode today. We're going to be talking about a topic that is not necessarily beer, but I'd say it's beer adjacent, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we've kind of talked about doing this, and we don't know how it's going to pan out, but we'll see.
Yeah, this is a good experimental episode. We've kind of skirted around the fringes of it a little bit. Like in our pairings episode, we had a food and beer pairing, like duo, I think, that we both pitched. I think yours was chicken wings and IPA.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be talking about today is beer snacks. Now, this, you know, as Ryan said, it's an idea we've been tossing around for a little while. We decided to finally do the episode because I was very kindly reached out to on Instagram by The Posh Pig. And Ryan, have you got the Instagram handle there?
It's the at The Posh Pig UK. So yeah, and the guy's kind of sent me and Charlie, I don't know what is it? It's like a massive jar. But I think when we found out they were sending something, I was expecting a packet, it's a 300-gram jar of crackling pork scratchings.
Yeah, it's artisanal pork scratchings with different flavours. So, Ryan, you got the salt and vinegar, I think.
Yeah, I got that.
I got the maple sweet chilli.
I think when you look at them, like with the flavours as well, are quite different. Like there's a ghost chilli one, and I don't know whether how hot that will be, but it does come with a warning.
Yeah, God. It's like a sign of waiver type thing, do you reckon?
Yeah, something like that.
The wing challenge.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think they come in like all like wonderful flavors, don't they? I think like if anyone does want to take a look at the Posh Pig UK, I think if you sign up on the website, you get 15% off your first order. But definitely worth having a look.
Yeah, big shout out again to the Posh Pig. Thank you very much for sending us those lovely scratchings.
Yeah,
nice. So what we're going to do for this episode, we're going to run it like a normal draft pick episode. So we've got three categories of things. We've got crisps, and we're going to have two picks each for our favourite beer snack crisps. We've got not crisps, so that could be almost anything in the beer snack category that isn't, you know, Walkers or whatever. And then we're going to have a wild card each. There are a couple of rules so that we don't go too off-piste. It can be anything that you've had snack-wise in a tap room, a bar, a pub, whatever, or something you've had at home. But it can't be hot. So I'm not going to let you have box-baked camembert as a beer snack or a big plate of chicken wings.
That's cool.
We're going to keep it nice and focused, I think. Actually, for this episode, the other chaps couldn't join us because they're all temporarily indisposed this evening, but we have got some choices from them. I think this particular topic was one that people were quite passionate about in our little triple hop chat group. Yeah. So we are going to be joined in spirit by Simon and Matt for a couple of Matt's choices, and also Neil threw his hat in the ring, or mainly just agreed with something that Matt said and then made another little suggestion. So I think we should probably get on with our choices, Ryan. What do you think?
Let's go for it.
All right. Do you want to do crisps first?
Let's go.
Let's do one crisp first, then one non-crisp, and we'll alternate.
All right. That's fine. Yeah. I'm going to make it a bit fun.
Yeah. All right. So come on then. Give me your first crisp.
Well, this is a crisp, right? I don't think is down south. So if listeners might be able to correct me on this one. I did see that craft beer Nikki had these when she came up north. And I don't think she's had them down south. And they're called slabs. So,
you know, I've never heard of slabs in my life.
So slabs are basically potato slices made into crisps, but not like, it's hard to explain. Basically, they're thick as fuck. Big slab potatoes made into crisps. They're pretty much teeth breakers.
Never before has someone describe something to me in so much detail, yet I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Is it like a brick of potato?
They're like, you know, like you can go to someone, they get the new thick cut crisps, and then you go, oh wow, these are completely different. Like these are thick. Like really thick.
Someone who's recently broken a tooth, Ryan, is this a good idea for you?
Yeah, I know, right? But that was on sushi, not on crisps. But
yeah,
I think there are. But yeah, these are available in quite a few like tap rooms up north, especially like the like and like upper market kind of craft beer bars as well. Seem to have them. Okay. They actually come in big bags as well. They're not.
Yeah.
They're definitely worth a Google if people like show what they are. But yeah, slab crisps and just come.
What flavor?
Pardon?
What flavor are you picking for slab crisps?
I see. Just basic. I'm gonna go just with the ready salted ones. Are just solid.
There's something to that, you know. Something basic. This is the thing. Like in a lot of my choices here, I've been really torn between like what is my favorite flavor of crisp X and what do I want to have when I'm drinking beer. It's like, do I want something with so much flavor that is going to distract from beer? Not all the time. No.
Yeah, the other ones that that I enjoy, they do a sweet chili version as well. It's like a mellow version. It's called like, I think it's a mellow sweet chili. So it doesn't really have the heat, it just has more of the taste of the chili. But yeah, they're worth checking out. I have no idea if it's just a northern thing at all, and hopefully listeners will correct me or
next time you send me a box, can you throw some in?
I'll get you some. I will next time the nearest place is probably, yeah, I can get you some and I'll send you some down so you can experiment and see what you think of them.
Perfect. That'll do. So, that'll do me. All right. Should we give Simon his shout out for his first crisp? So the first time Simon's featured on a podcast in a very long time, but his first suggestion was the Walker's Max Paprika. Have you had those?
No.
They're like real McCoy style, I think, like big, thick, ridgy cut things.
Yeah, I think I know what they are. Yeah, I've not had them though, but I know what they are.
One of those Walker's Max ones did nearly make my pick, and that was the KFC one. Did you have those? The KFC crisps that everyone was going mad for?
I think I did have them, yeah. I think I saw them in Tesco, and it's one of those things where you just see it, even though you don't really. You just kind of see the branding and go, oh, actually, KFC crisps might be good, might be shit.
Yeah. I mean, it makes more sense than a Aunt Bessie's Northern Monk beer, doesn't it? Well, it's the same kind of thing, just like branding in a place you don't expect it. You're like, all right, come on.
People still bought it, though.
Oh, yeah. They ate it up, didn't they?
Yeah.
All right. My pick for crisps, then. The first one, I'm going to go Walker's Sensations, the roast chicken and thyme ones.
Yeah, they're banging out there.
Oh, belting.
They're like
so good.
They are some dinner in a crisp out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The salt level in them is unbelievable. Like, if you want something that's going to make you thirsty, they are 100% effective at that.
Yeah, they are very good. I mean, I'm just kind of laughing in my head that we're actually doing a beer podcast and talking about Walker's crisp, but...
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? This is the kind of content that I think people really want from us.
Yeah, but I think it's probably a subject that people discuss when they're in a tap room. Like when you go out with your mates and people do go, I mean, when I go out with my friends, we will go and someone will maybe just do a crisp run and just throw them on the table and then the conversation starts from there, don't they? And it is one of those conversations that you have just not even in a tap room. I know in the office, we have the conversation regularly of what's your favourite crisp? What's the best crisp to go in between two slices of bread? Like,
yeah. Well, as I said, in our little chat group with the others, I think this gathered more attention and people are more passionate about it than 90% of the beer chat.
Yeah.
So, so another suggestion from the others, we have Matt chiming in with Torres Black Truffle Crisps. Yeah. Now, these are proper fancy.
So when I had a little Google just to get the mind going, and these came up and I was like, I've never even heard of them, but they came up on Google and I was like, I think this is something I need to try.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're very good.
Yeah.
They're very good. Yeah. I can see where he's coming from. If you like truffle.
Yeah.
And you like crisps.
Winner.
Absolute winner. Right. So that's the first round of crisps. Should we do our first round of not crisps?
Yeah. You go first on this one.
To go for something that I only had last weekend and it's rocked my world. It's from M&S. They do these little, not little, but semi-shareable bags of pretzel thins. And they do a sesame one.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've had them. The good.
And they are like little, you know, flattened donuts made of crack.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Good shout. Very good.
Yeah, me and Katie, last weekend when we were having a few beers, we obliterated a bag of them in 15 minutes, I'm going to say, maybe. And we were trying to be restrained for the whole of that time as well.
Did they go on your macros as well?
No, absolutely not. Macro off. Macros off that day, mate. Jeez.
So I'm sticking with the same theme. And I'm going with the one and only, the GOAT, which is Snyder's.
It's not what, the pretzel bits?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. I've had so many flavours of them.
So, yeah, they're the GOAT. The buffalo ones are the one to get. They're, like, impossibly difficult to get hold of. They're, like, really difficult because they never come to the UK. And at the moment, they're not coming to the UK at all.
Do you want to know a little secret? The Texaco up from me has them all the time.
Really?
400 metres from my house, yeah.
Yeah, the one that I am going to pick is the honey mustard Snyder's.
They're brilliant.
It's so good. They're just like the perfect complement. And I think like, because they're so, yeah, again, I'm going with teeth breaking snacks.
They are teeth breakers.
But they're one of those that I don't feel like you can just like wolf down. The kind of ones that you can just have and snack with and just enjoy. There's like,
yeah.
That kind of thing, like sometimes you'll have like the snacks and just go because the Snyder's so hard, you just kind of enjoy them with your beer.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, those
back to the buffalo ones though, they're like oily. They stain your fingers red.
Yeah, they've got like a really like weird like stuff on them, aren't they? But
yeah,
they are quite greasy as well. Yeah.
Yeah, real greasy, real vinegary as well. But they're very good. Like, I very nearly did pick. So my honourable mention here is actually going to be, have you had the Penn State pretzels? Like the sour cream and onion ones? You get them in Tesco and stuff. They do like a salted and...
The Penn State. Yeah, I know which ones you mean. Yeah.
They're good. Bit like flour, yeah, but they're really, really good.
So
the virtual pick from Simon here is Sainsbury's Bird's Eye Chili Coated Peanuts.
Here's the thing.
No. How hot do you really want to have something if you're like having it in between drinking really expensive beers? The last thing I want to do is blast my palate with chili and not be able to taste anything.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think sometimes it's one of those, isn't it? Like you wouldn't have, well, some people probably would, but if you were going to have like a really hot curry, would you have like a top of the range IPA to complement it?
No.
No, not at all.
No, you're not going to have a Vindaloo and a can of Treehouse, are you?
No, some people probably would, but I'm happy to stick him with a bottle of Cobra or Kingfisher for me. That's fine. That's all good. But no, I get that. It's like we go back on the thing as well, like when we talk about at the top of the show with the Posh Pig stuff and they were meant with the Ghost Chili Pork Scratchings. I mean, I'd be tempted to try them, but would I want I don't think I'd want... It'd be hard to call a session of something with Ghost Chili in it.
No, and it's like, even things like Flaming Hot Cheetos, like I've got a fairly decent spice tolerance. But it's not really about that. It's just, it doesn't matter how much heat you can tolerate. It's still going to blast your tongue.
I don't find them that hot.
No, I suppose they're more kind of, but again, they're quite vinegary, aren't they?
Yeah, the American
ones. It's just like a real assault on you.
But yeah, I wish the US ones would come to England because the US ones over the English ones are completely different. Are they like completely different?
I mean, you can get them in some US snack shops, but they're like £8 a bag.
Yeah, for a packet of crisps.
Yeah, feels a bit gratuitous, like.
It does, but then when there's people that spend £15 on a can of beer, so...
Yeah,
that's really arguing it.
Yeah, you know what I feel? This is one of those occasions where I'm just going to pick my battles. Like, I will overspend on X and refuse to spend on Y.
Yeah, that's totally, totally like understandable.
Yeah. So, and then, so Matt, another suggestion from Matt in this category. Matt's gone very highbrow here. Brindisa smoked almonds. Never had them.
I don't even know what you've just said.
No. Well, I know almonds and smoked.
But he does
have
work.
To Google them.
But Matt does work in a wine shop, doesn't he? He's a little bit highbrow.
Yeah, he is now. He's a level above us palate wise, isn't he?
Yeah, 100%. I think that was one of the things on the show as well. Matt's palate. It should have been like that.
The golden palate.
Triple ops. Like it's time for Matt's palate. That's what it should have been. But I mean, I've just
looked them up online, and any nuts that cost £35 a kilo are probably beyond me.
But nah, I mean, with Matt as well and the others, it will be good. We still are trying to get them all back on for a show. It's just logistically impossible at the moment. So
yeah, absolutely so true.
So I'll go here and we'll go back to the crisp section. Let's go back to
yeah, go on.
So this is one I know that's quite popular, and this is Piper's. I'm a big fan of these. I mean, these are the best all around.
Oh yeah,
I think like obviously there's all the different the mainstream or crisp, but I think I probably put Piper's in there, like the popular crisp, but I just think the flavors they do are just, and they're really good for like tap room. And the one that I've picked is jalapeno and dill. So it's a bit different, but it works. Yeah. And it's very, very good. But they do like, I like Piper's because they've got like chorizo and they've got a longhorn beef, which is stunning as well. But yeah, the jalapeno and dill is just different as well. Like really good, really, really good. It complements beer really well. It's got like the little bit of heat and then the salt and the dill and the kind of herbiness. It's very good, like complimentary snack.
So do you get those quite commonly in tap rooms up near you then?
Yeah. And like beer, just like your normal, like, you know, your normal bar. They're like the go-to, like kind of crisp. I think they're a Northern crisp, though, aren't the Pipers? So
yeah. I've definitely had the chorizo ones, and they are very good.
But yeah, that's what I've gone with. So they're my two lots of crisp. What have you gone with this one?
So I've gone really lowbrow, and this is something I only discovered existed recently. I don't know how it took me this long to find them, but I'm going to go mini cheddars, the Red Leicester flavour ones. Have you had those?
No, I don't like mini cheddars.
I had them for the first time in the boxcar tap room.
All right.
And it was when I was there for that beak tap takeover. And I think I had like half of Lula, like Beak's table beer. And I was just waiting for my friends to arrive, sat there on my own, packet of Red Leicester mini cheddars and a big Lula. I was happy as Larry, honestly. They're so good.
I think they were good. They are good if you're having them with a beer, I guess, but they're just so dry. They're so dry. But then it probably makes you drink. So
exactly, yeah. You can't be unhappy while eating mini cheddars. It's impossible.
No, I agree. I'm not a fan of them personally.
You know what? I would go as far as to say no one has ever cried while eating mini cheddars. It's a bold claim, but I'm going to put it out there.
Bold as bold, but yeah. So I'm not the biggest fan of them, but yeah. I think this will be quite close because I think this could be a very, if voting wise, yeah, I think it might be the whole divide again, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, people get passionate about crisps. So, Simon's second pick, and this is one that very, very nearly made my top pick, is Sensations again, but the sweet chili ones. They are an elite crisp, no matter which way you look at it.
The Sensations are all around are good, though. I like the Sensations poppadoms as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're
killer.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're definitely really, really good.
I don't know why I didn't even put them down. They just came to me then. But yeah, they're that's good. That's a good one.
All right. We're going to go back to non-crisps now, our final non-crisp pick.
So do you want to go? You go first, dear.
All right. I'm going to go for Tesco's own Thai prawn crackers.
Okay.
not the normal Chinese prawn crackers, not the like big foamy things, the little fairly spicy, super crispy things. Have you had those when you go out for Thai food? They're like slightly brown in color, yeah. Like big leafy things. Yeah, well, Tesco's do their own version of it, which probably gives you a good indication as to which supermarket is closest to my house. But yeah, they're a belting beer snack, they are. Just salty enough.
I love the Thai crackers over the prawn crackers. Like, there's an Asian fusion restaurant that I go to, so when they bring the prawn crackers out, the mix, so you get the prawn crackers and Thai ones in the same bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Thai ones always go first, because they're the always best.
Yeah. Yeah, I find normal prawn crackers quite confusing. Like, I always feel like someone's going to prank me and there's going to be some styrofoam in there.
Yeah. Yeah, again, they're like, if I ever get Chinese food, it's rare, but if I do get it, and they put the prawn crackers on the top of that bag, I just take them out and put them back on the counter. I'm like, yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, no, you're safe, mate. You're all right. Right.
Just give two to the next customer. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine. But yeah, no, it's a good choice. So my next non-crisp snack. So this was difficult because I had a long list of stuff. Crisp was just like, so I'm picking someone which I don't know if people have heard of or have had, and if I can pronounce this properly. So it's called Krakus Kabanos, and it's Polish sausage that comes in like, it's like pepperami.
Yeah.
But it comes in a little packet, and they're like thinner than pepperami. They're like, you know what we had as kids, like the strawberry shoelaces?
Yeah.
A little bit thicker than that, and they're really, really, really thin. They come in like a little pack of six. There's a couple of places, like, I know that there's a couple of tap rooms that do these, and you can just, if they don't have like food on, they're quite a good like food filler. And basically, yeah, it's just salty pork.
Yeah.
Sticks.
That's really interesting. There's something that almost made my list that's very similar to this. Have you ever had like, I think they're called beer sticks. It's cured pork. It sounds like that, kind of like a pork lace, but they do something with beer. I used to get them in Handbar in Falmouth.
No, I've not heard of those, no.
Oh, well, they're just the same, like beery sausages, but super dehydrated and really thin.
They might be porky laces. Same thing. And I know you can buy them you can buy these in Tesco as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know whether they'll be down like a world food aisle or something. Yeah, but they're called Krakos Kabanos, they're called. But yeah, they're killer. They're like really, really, really good. But yeah,
it does sound great.
They are great, yeah. But that was it. It's like a posher version of pepperami, basically. And there's not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally happy with that. That's a great choice.
So
should we go on to wild cards?
Yeah. This is a good one.
With Simon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean. This is quite an interesting category, isn't it? Because this is where you can start. I think this is where taproom snacks really come into it.
Yeah.
Or like bar snacks, things you've had abroad, you know. There's a whole range of things that could go in here. But Simon's gone serious pig snacking cheese. Have you had these?
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, really good.
And the little gherkins that they do as well.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff's really good. Really good. But yeah, the snacking cheese is just different, isn't it? It's like next level.
Yeah.
So I'll go on mine. Mine's quite sentimental as well. So
go on.
When I was younger, I started drinking. I was a lot younger. I used to have to work in men's clubs with my dad.
Yeah.
And I'm not going the route that people might think, like the scampi fries and bacon fries.
That's exactly what I thought you were going for.
No, this is a ploughman's lunch in a bag that you could buy behind the bar.
What?
Yeah.
Ploughman's lunch in a bag.
In a bag. And inside this bag, you got crackers, a little bit of butter, a little bit of cheese, and pickled onions and chutney. And you could sit at the bar with your bag, open it up, and they still make them today. Like you can still go into like, I'm guessing like you're working men's place or you're kind of like old man kind of pub on, kind of discriminating. And yeah, if you look on, if you go on your phone and type in Plowman's Lunch in a Bag, you'll see it. It is a bag that comes with crackers, cheese, butter, and pickled onions. And it is on like the cardboard thing as well that you just pull off the wall.
No way.
Seriously.
Like one of those little bar boards.
Yeah, yeah. If you put Plowman's in a Bag in Google, it'll come up and it images.
Gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Is it Open Shores?
Yeah, that's it. Been doing them for years, and they also, the same company, the company that do the works, we just mentioned the poppadoms, they also do the poppadoms in a bag with a mango chutney, and you open the bag and you get poppadoms and dip in chutney.
Incredible. How did I not know this existed?
Yeah.
Is this a northern thing as well, do you think?
I'm guessing must be, but yeah, it comes with crackers, cheese and pickled onions. I'm sure that they used to a long time ago come with a little bit of oh my God, I've just forgotten the word. Chutney. Coming like a chutney as well. But yeah, just sat having a pint of beer with a Plowman's Lunch in a bag. I'm like, that's a winner.
So, yeah. I mean, that does sound excellent. I'd 100% try that if I saw it.
Yeah, why not? Why would you not?
Yeah. So I've gone down a slightly similar vein, but for mine, it takes place in Belgium. Quite a lot of like beer centric restaurants, bars, stuff like that in Belgium, you can order along with your beer like a little snacking plate. And what they'll typically give you is some little cubes of like a white, semi squeaky cheese. So, like, imagine like a Baby Bell cheese, but much fancier, that kind of thing. With little tiny gherkins, tiny pickled onions, and a little pot of mustard. And sometimes you get a little pot of celery salt alongside it. So you dip the cheese in the mustard, then in the celery salt.
Wow, we've gone completely opposite ends of the spectrum here. I'm in my working men's club drinking a pint of bloody Caffrey's and having a Plowman's out of a bag, and you're in Belgium with a bottle of Lambic having posh Baby Bell.
Yeah, posh Baby Bell and mustard.
Yeah. But no, I think
they come with little, it's like cocktail sticks. It feels slightly like you're at a kid's party, you know, and you used to get the pineapple and cheese on sticks.
Yeah, that's good. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese and pineapple on a stick. Like, banging that.
A few cocktail sausages, why not?
Yeah, amazing. But I think this is a good discussion, because I think it's one of those, like we said before earlier, I think it's one of those discussions that does go on. People discuss it without probably thinking about it in a way. Like, because if you were going on a day session and people have, like, you tend to maybe, instead of just grabbing something to eat, people will grab a few snacks. I know that we do when we go out. We'll grab snacks up on the table.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, I think it was good. But should we recap what we've gone through?
Yes, I think we should. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, so for the crisps, I picked slabs. And I do recommend that if you don't know what these are, you Google it. Piper's, jalapeno and dill crisps. Mm. And then I picked the Snyder's.
Honey mustard and onion you went for, I think.
Yeah. You know what? Did we pick a second thing? I can't remember what I picked.
Is it not on your spreadsheet?
No. Oh, the Polish sausage, of course.
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. Like, yeah. Mind boggling. I'm not actually drunk, but yeah. And then the Plowman in a Bag. So they were my five.
And you, Charlie? Well, so I went for the roast chicken and thyme sensations for crisp number one. And crisp number two was the Red Leicester mini cheddars. My not crisps were the M&S sesame pretzel thins. And my second in that category, I've also forgotten. How have I managed that? You put me off now forgetting yours.
I can't remember.
This is incredible. This is a first.
I remember you picked the Thai crackers.
The Tesco's own Thai prawn crackers.
Yeah.
And then for the wild card, I went for the kind of Belgian snacking cheese with mustard and pickles. And Simon from afar chose Walker's Max Paprika, sweet chili sensations. Then he only picked one not crisp, which was the Sainsbury's Bird's Eye Chili coated with peanuts. Quite a chili heavy selection from Simon.
Yeah.
And then for his wild card, the Serious Pig snacking cheese. Although he actually wrote snaking cheese in the chat, which I think would have been way funnier. That's incredible. All right. So those are our picks. We would love to hear who you think had the better snacky selection. And we'd love to hear what your choices would be for crisps, not crisps, and wildcard.
Yeah. And it's like, this is giving them a shout out to Posh Pig for sending these amazing pots to us. I mean, it's very kind of them. Go check them out on Instagram under the Posh Pig UK.
Yeah. Small independent businesses, support them.
Yeah, 100%.
Fantastic. Right. Well, we'll wrap up. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you very much.